spring has come, but my heart is heavy, and the winter remains inside me, alas. The still pool reflects not the blue of the sky, nor the bright sun, but the weariness of the death I carry within me. For my love is gone and far away, and I am lost. How the pale doves remind me of no more than this, and the birds that peep out are like the cruel laughter of those who see nothing but a fool lamenting the truth of all the times. So here I wander through the parks and streets, and am drowned in the solitude of time. Its days and nights are the sublime sighs of the March rain and winds, and all rolling over the four corners of the earth. And the eloquence of nature has stifled my own cries, and I am dumb and stupid in my sorrows. I wait listless, and space seems too narrow to the grim dimension of the coffin and its cramped geometry, and everything so overblown cannot be less than treachery to the heart which feels small and diminished and like a speck of miserable dust. And miserable dust. Oh, the spring has come, but my heart is heavy, and the winter remains inside me, alas. The still pool reflects not the blue of the sky, nor the bright sun, but the weariness of the death I carry within me. For my love is gone and far away, and I am lost. How the pale doves remind me of no more than this, and the birds that peep out are like the cruel laughter of those who see nothing but a fool lamenting the truth of all the times. So here I wander through the parks and streets, and am drowned in the solitude of time. Its days and nights are the sublime sighs of the March rain and winds, and all rolling over the four corners of the earth. And the eloquence of nature has stifled my own cries, and I am dumb and stupid in my sorrows. I wait listless, and space seems too narrow to the grim dimension of the coffin and its cracked geometry, and everything so overblown cannot be less than treachery to the heart which feels small and diminished, and like a speck of miserable dust.